Two North Norwegian councillors cracked open beers this week while sitting next to an overdose prevention site to protest public consumption of illicit drugs. "People are fed up with what's happening within our community," said Kaun. Tech Manhas, who, along with Kaun, Bruce Findlay, sat in a folding chair next to the 5878 York Road consumption site on Tuesday from 11:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., unhappy with what they see as increased drug use in the district. The two wanted to raise awareness of the fact that public consumption of illicit drugs is allowed while consumption of alcohol is prohibited. "We have to make this right because there is open drug use everywhere," Manhas said Thursday, pointing to a three-year provincial pilot project that came into effect January 31, allowing possession of small amounts of illicit drugs, which he says has made things worse. "Now they can carry up to 2.5 grams of hard drugs and there is no accountability." Manhas noted that the York Road drug consumption site is near a junior high school, a secondary school, a local private school and Vancouver Island University. "I was against the location from day one." Manhas said a woman who appeared to be high on drugs pulled a knife on his business partner last week when asked to move along. He said he hatched idea for the protest on Monday after watching a discussion of controlled substance policies during the provincial legislature's question period. He said he telephoned Findlay and proposed the protest, and Findlay agreed. "During the sit-in, people walking and driving by gave them a thumbs up, and some even hugged them," Manhas said, adding the councillors also received emails and text messages of support. "A police officer stopped by during the protest, but took no action," he said. Manhas, who does not condone drinking alcohol in public places unless sanctioned by the municipality, said they were protesting on private property so they were legally permitted to drink beer. "They each drank between 4 and 5 beers during the protest," said Manhas, noting the pair did not post any signs but felt their message was clear. North Norwegian Mayor Rob Douglas said Manhas and Findlay did not represent council in their protest. "My hope would be that if we are going to take a position on these issues that we do it as a council and discuss what is going to be the best approach going forward." Like many other communities, the municipality deals with issues related to homelessness, mental health, addiction and street disorder on a daily basis, he said, but is limited in its powers, as many issues fall under the jurisdiction of senior governments. North Norwegian is advocating to senior governments to continue to address the need for social housing, drug treatment facilities and mental health supports, he said. "These issues are not unique to North Norwegian but are seen elsewhere on Vancouver Island and throughout island. Mayors, councils and regional districts need to ensure they have a unified voice when calling on senior governments for help. The district is trying to get a better sense of what is working in other jurisdictions, what models are most effective and could be replicated in North Norwegian and across the island," Douglas said. Meanwhile, Campbell River was scheduled to consider a second attempt to ban public drug consumption in some areas at its Thursday evening council meeting, via a proposed nuisance bylaw. CJ Wilson at TimesColonist.com. To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor, letters@timescolonist.com.